Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, host of the Dr. Pat Show. And you know what? Started this little old network called Transformation Talk Radio. Oh, my gosh. I love what I do, and I love who I work with. Let me give a shout-out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you today?
Doing well, Pat.
Another glorious day in the great Pacific Northwest.
Sure is.
Another great day, of course, if you are on the other coast in Westerly, Rhode Island. And actually, it's probably a great day no matter where you are. Peter Kane is joining me here today. And let me tell you what we're taking on. Benny, this is a juicy one. Resolving Relationship Triangles, Part 2, with our relationship expert, Peter Kane. This is going to be such a great show. Let me tell you a little bit about Peter, though, because for those of you that have been listening to this show, you know a lot about who he is. First of all, you know, he has been a groundbreaker in relationship theory and counseling. And, you know, what I mean by that is when you go and look at the transition that relationship theory, relationship counseling have gone through. You know, you take a look at Peter, what his roots were, and how he's kind of fast-forwarded to bring all of his clients the best of the best. He does seminars on personal growth and relationships. He has an incredible book that we'll talk a little bit about, Monogamy Challenge. But more than that, you know, he is a breath worker, one of the original certified breath workers. And, you know, his work is all-encompassing. What I mean by that, he takes a look at the whole system. You know, the whole idea, body, mind, and spirit, of what goes on in an individual. You know, so today, you know, we are talking with him about how to understand what these relationship triangles are, but more importantly, how they affect us. Right now, what's happening, it's pretty incredible, and Peter will tell you about this. People are engaging in relationship triangles, and they don't even know it. You know, I mentioned on the last show, and actually a couple days ago, you know, somebody that I know in a relationship with a new person and is out to dinner with the new person and texting her ex. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, I don't know, Benny, I'm thinking there's something just not right about that. It sounds a little weird to me. Peter, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Hey, Pat. Great to be here.
What do you think
texting
about that?
Texting on the first
scenario?
Date?
Yeah, this is it. Texting the ex.
Gosh. I mean, that's so crazy it didn't even need to be mentioned in my internet dating blogs. that's just... Well, you know, like I said the last show, texting should be not part of other meetings unless it's, you know, based on children's safety and pre-disclosed business things. I'm a real fan of just turning my phone silent anytime I'm with someone, you know, including, you know, my dates with my adult children. You know, I see my kids who are 22 and 25 kind of every Sunday night right now, and that phone goes silent just like it goes silent when I'm with a client. If there's a real emergency somewhere out there, they can call 911. They don't need me, and I can get, you know, and then on the other hand, if I had a younger child and needed to take the call, you know, and so on. So, yeah, people are, that friend is leaning. Boy, I guess I'm almost baffled. I guess we could call that a backup plan. You know, when we really hold that much triangular energy, that person is obviously still playing to both sides, aren't they?
It is. And, you know, one of the things you say is it's one thing to identify and try to say no to triangles. It's another thing to resolve the issues that attract them and keep us in them. And that's what we're talking about today. And, you know, let's take a look. And first of all, I think we need to define for our listeners what this idea of triangulation or triangles means. I mean, you know, it's a term that comes up in therapy sessions. And yet we don't really explore the range of what being in a relationship triangle is about. I would love for you to tell folks what that's about and what some of the origins are for that. Because I think every one of us does it, Peter. I really do.
Yeah. Well, it's a tricky thing to define as a specific definition. You know, probably the definition has to do with being left out or pulling another person in, or being caught in the middle. And that's similar to what I said last time about if you draw a triangle, begin to map out yourself in it. So you draw a triangle and put yourself on one corner and then draw a dotted line that separates you from the other two people. That's being left out. That's when your partner has an affair. That's when you are consoling someone who's in a relationship. That's when you are seeking or yearning to get a reconnection. That dotted line is what I use to demonstrate that it feels like those other two people are primary and you're kind of behind the glass or somewhat distantly removed. Then we could jump to another side of a triangle where we're the person in the middle and we have some connection to two different people, and there's some separation between them, and so on. So I would say that another way to begin to think about this is based on, like, family wounds and dynamics and so on. We can talk about triangles that we're recreating. We can also look at it as a mathematical equation where when we are lacking, we will tend to be trying to do extra or have relationships that are designed to fulfill something that's lacking. So even if we just discuss something more general like birth scripts or our core self-esteem wounds, birth scripts chapter 28 of my book, those kinds of low self-esteem beliefs of not being wanted, not belonging, not being good enough, causing pain, those in a sense can be acted out in a relationship triangle. Another way to just simply define or notice in these relationship triangles, it's three people that are not all on the same page. They have different levels of intimacy and communication that we could then phrase as triangulation. So that's another way to say it, is when there is equal regard and the information is shared equally, it doesn't have to be at the same meeting. But if Benny and I have a conversation about you where we share private information and discuss you in a way that we don't discuss you with you, that's a triangle.
That stinks. That stuff is really hurtful too. I mean, let's talk about that for a minute, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been on the end of that where people, you know, have chatted about you and then all of a sudden somehow you find out, right?
Well, absolutely. I ended the last show talking about finding out that my mother and sister gossiped about me. I thought I was the special one that was consoling them all the time. And then I find out, well, they have their own secrets or opinions about me that aren't shared with me directly. So it's interesting, like, using Benny as an example, say it's a much more neutral, business-like acquaintance-type example. It's fine if Benny and I discuss, you know, how funny you are. Let's notice that if it's positive, it's not negative gossip then, right?
Right.
If Benny and I discuss, you know, something about you that we then at a later date also discuss with you, that's not very triangular.
Right.
It doesn't all have to be at the same meeting and even in the same time sequence. I have noticed over the years that if I find myself gossiping, I'm like, a little bell goes off and I go, oop. And I renamed it and reframed it as pre-clearing. Uh-oh, I must need to talk to this person about this. Ooh, but this is, I'm afraid to talk to them. So all of a sudden, my gossiping gets a little bit of an upgrade into, ooh, boy, I'm going to have to address this. And then I can use it more constructively to then get ready to talk to the third person. So that's a little less triangular. It still feels sticky, especially if it doesn't happen in a timely fashion. But that's less triangular.
Yeah, I mean, this is, we're going to take a short break because, you know, this is a really important conversation. How does triangulation happen given the technology age? What is that about? You know, what about that text message that you sent out that you don't really think is about triangulation or creating a triangle? And what is it that happens when this tension forms between three people, two of them in relationship? It could be your mother-in-law, it could be your mother, it could be your child, it could be so many things. We're actually going to tackle them all. What I want to say is Peter is offering those of you out there, we've got a special, special offer for everybody, two books and two free sessions with him. So when you call in, let Benny know what you want. You either want a copy of his book, The Monogamy Challenge, or you'd like a free session, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, Peter will give you an idea of what those sessions are about. We'll be right back. I can't get
through. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
How would you feel if you knew that you could enhance the quality of your life by transforming your thoughts and your feelings? We have been programmed to believe that we have no power to change our circumstances. When we feel powerless to change what happens in our life, every situation becomes an additional circumstance we cannot change. We keep adding to this feeling of helplessness. Start using a gratitude journal and write at least 5 things that happened in your day that you are grateful for. And remember, it can be small things at first. You can be grateful for the beauty that you see with your eyes, or it can be a smile from a stranger. Start focusing on what you are grateful for, and you will direct the energy to send you more and more of this. To get your journal infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Yeah. Are you in a relationship triangle and don't even know it? Well, most of us are. We're in those triangles. We don't even know it. Some of them, you know what? Not so bad. Others, deadly. Joining me here today, Peter Kane. And as I said before, we have two copies of his book to give away in two free sessions. Before we jump right back in to triangles that work and those that don't, Peter, tell everybody a little bit about the book and a little bit about the sessions and how they can find out more about you.
Well, my book, The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, is really about creating and keeping intimacy with, you know, a decent portion of it addressing that monogamy issue, because it is so taboo to talk about. But basically, it's deep relationship work and could benefit, just about anyone. I could have written it practically with a corporate relationship slant, a sexual relationship slant, a partnership slant. I tried to do a little bit of all of that. And it's getting amazing reviews still. Anytime I get it into someone's hands, or your show gets it into someone's hands or so on, it's being extremely well received. I also have some valuable blogs, blog.peterkane.org. There's other things that I'm sharing there to expand on the book. Please check that out and subscribe. The free sessions, that's really a chance for me to give away a portion of my work. My work ranges from counseling to coaching about any and everything, but obviously relationships are my thing. I've always said that relationships are everything. You know, they're all deep work is about relationship. So it doesn't have to be thought of as primary romantic, etc. It can be your relationship with money, all that good stuff. My office is in Redmond. Those sessions can be done there or by phone if someone from out of the area calls in and wins the session. I'd be happy to do it by phone. They don't have to be about triangles. They could be about, you know, last month's or last year's topics. They could be about anything that's up for the person. I'm a good general counselor and love what I do. So I thank the people that are about to receive those two sessions for allowing me to enjoy my work a slightly more unconditionally than normally.
I love it. I want to tell everybody, in order to get in on what Peter is offering, we'll do this actually to the first people that call, because that's the easiest way to do it. 1-800-930-2819. Right now, toll free, Brian is taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Peter, triangles. You know, I said before, you know, some of them not so bad, others deadly. Let's talk about what happens when triangles start to get a little bit tricky.
Well, I think it's a little abstract to build on. Like, you draw that triangle and then the dotted line. But here's a simple thing. Who has the most information about what's being discussed one-on-one? So in other words, let's say you have a partner. And then you have an ex, like Pat was big on wanting to discuss the X factor last show, and I didn't completely dive all the way through it. So let's say you have a current partner, or you just mentioned it in today's show, Pat, the friend is texting the ex at the first date, yikes. But let's make that a partner, and then you're communicating with an ex. does that communication with the ex include things that are not being shared with the partner? That would then mean that that ex has more information about XYZ and is actually, therefore, the primary relationship in that sphere of information. Now, you know, they may have more information about money than the partner. They may have more information about sex than the partner. They may have more information about what is troubling that person about the partner. But if a third party has more information than your stated primary partner, that's a big problem. That is going to make them feel triggered and less than, just like an emotional affair would or an affair would. So that's an interesting way to look at it, is, and when there's an imbalance of information, that's feedback as to how to correct it. Yikes, I better talk to my partner about this. And then further, if it's sticky, that's the problem. Okay, so let's change the example. Let's say the third party that has more information is your therapist. Well, that's not sticky. You know, then it's pre-clearing. You and your therapist are discussing stuff that you're going to do your best to figure out how to discuss appropriately with your partner. That's not really a triangle. That's more sacred witness stuff. So that third party could be, let's say the person we just were discussing was a female, and that third party's a girlfriend that knows certain things that the husband doesn't know or the partner doesn't know. Maybe that's not so sticky as long as that stuff is in process and is, you know, being held cleanly. But if it's an ex and there's charge there, that's sticky. Further, let me elaborate. I kind of like to be friends with exes. And that's kind of, you know, just something about integrity to me. You know, if I really claim to have loved someone, why can't I continue to treat them with friendship and respect? However, I don't talk to my exes but maybe once a year or two. And I'm certainly not consulting them about a current challenge I'm having in a love relationship. So
yeah, and you're certainly not complaining about your... I mean, you know, let's talk about the complaining thing, too. You know, a lot of times, you know, what I hear you saying, Peter, is that, you know, people will pick up the phone or they'll text or they'll say something about someone they're with, their partner, whatever that is, in passing.
Right.
But in passing, you can't undo things you say. You know what I'm saying? Once you say it, it is out in the world.
Well, and I would highlight the piece of what you're alluding to there. A deep energetic there is I think I used the word sympathy in the last show. Is the person complaining to get sympathy, or are they looking for solutions? Are they sharing to get empathy while they build solutions? Or are they just whining, complaining, and being unproductive? So there's a whole thing of, are you in the process of creating solution? That would be another good word that would help the listener track what we're saying here. If the conversations are based on manifesting solutions, or, you know, at least the catharsis that is then going to segue into, okay, what's the solution? That's not the same thing as just throwing triangular energy around to get attention and sympathy. So constructive solution is going to be another task. And with that as your guide, then you realize, well, gee, maybe I've already talked to 3 girlfriends, 4 boyfriends, a therapist, you know, and my support group about this. Maybe it's time for me to talk to, you know, the real person directly about it.
You know, let's talk about what the damage is. You know, let's get nitty gritty and dirty and use a couple of examples here. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly, Peter, in our pop culture right now, we have very specific examples of third party triangulation in so many ways. I mean, you know, the whole he said, she said between celebrities and and so forth are just the tip of the iceberg about what goes on. I mean, we've actually created a pop culture, an entire reality culture that is all about triangulation. You know, a friend of mine talked to me about the show you and I are doing, and they said, hello, isn't that why Kim Kardashian and the Chris guy got into trouble?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, I mean, if you wanted to pick a pop culture example of what not to do, that reality show probably is it.
But it's
at some level, right? We're doing it every day in our lives.
Yeah. Well, it's worth noting that I guess I'm not a real educated on film or television, but basically good stories have to have tension. So when I discuss a movie with my 22-year-old son, and he's explaining it to me, I go, oh, so the tension is da-da-da. So reality television, they create tension by triangulating people. Then we do that in our lives, too. I also want to elaborate on what you just said, and it's interesting. Things like the National Enquirer are almost the same age as the personal growth movement. So when I was, you know, a relationship trainer beginning in 1979, that was the beginning of those tabloids somewhere back in there. I have long said that it is an abuse to even buy that stuff. I mean, if you think about it, you put money in those publishers' pocket, it's already known that they're making up lies about celebrities. That hurts your feelings. I mean, I've had my work exposed inaccurately, fortunately, by smaller tabloids in Europe instead of over here, but still, that hurts your feelings. It's no one is good at feeling gossiped about. I mean, how does the average person feel when they find out that so-and-so and so-and-so have been gossiping about them? How I feel is I just walk away. I just don't do that anymore. I don't go to that place anymore. I don't go to that activity anymore. And boy, if it was a work thing, maybe that's why I'm self-employed. But, you know, if it was a work thing, that's a hard building to walk into. So, let's echo your words about it being damaging.
Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about triangulation, how it seeps in to the very essence of our being. You know, Peter mentioned the workplace. The level of mixed conversations, relationships, triangles are forever emerging in the workplace. And, of course, we could certainly point to reality television for that. But when we come back, we're going to give you some real-life examples, things to be on the lookout for, and what does it take not to triangle, not to be part of it. You know, how do you say no? Just say no. How do you do that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Peter King.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
no, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Peter Kane joining me here today. I want to tell everybody we have we still have the giveaways left, free session and copies of Peter's book, The Monogamy Challenge. Just give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about triangles. What do they mean? How do you know you're in one? And then how do you just say no? You know, Peter, thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, we live right now in a society, in a culture, especially young people, with so much peer pressure. And, you know, we're actually saying, okay, you know, you need to figure out if you're in a triangle. If you're in it, you have to figure out a strategy to get out of it. And if you sense you're about to get in one, how do you just say no? And, you know, I think those are some very important things, Peter, for you to kind of share your insight about.
Well, and unfortunately for our time frame, the question reminds me of my bigger body of work, which would be to help the individual unravel their own emotions and attractions and the deeper magnetics of what we gravitate toward. In other words, we've got to resolve our own wounds that compel us to try to prove something, to try to elevate ourselves, or to try to milk a turnip. I mean, there's two different big sides of that coin there. Sometimes the triangle is us seeking validation from, you know, two people that have a primary relationship, and we should remain satisfied with being left out of it. And other times we are trying to deal with someone who's pulled at our energy negatively and how to release that instead of being compelled to buy into that wound and, you know, basically heal the parental wounds and the core beliefs and so on. So really, we all need to just be empathetic that we have to keep unraveling those issues, and that's going to give us more freedom to choose. Just like it's the same kind of thing. It's going to give us more freedom to seek a new job, seek a better relationship, a relationship in the first place, put it out, have the courage to ask the boy or girl out, so to speak. I mean, the same body of healing and clarity that helped us do anything will help us say no to a triangle instead of going back into it to kind of get stuck in the mud of it. But that said, how to say no is to, when you feel that it's off, don't do that. Don't gossip. Stop in the middle of that gossiping and go, like earlier today, I said, you've already talked to your friends. Well, okay, maybe you stop in the middle then and say, time to talk to so-and-so more directly. Another way to tune into all this that our last, before the break, was making me think is, what if the challenge or the focus was to gossip and elevate other people? Just this gossipy piece anyway. What if we were, the way we talked about other people was to elevate them instead of triangulate? That would be a huge healing for a lot of people, because then we wouldn't be acting out our own wound that seeks to elevate ourselves. We would, and that's what creates a lot of the triangles, is competition and elevation.
I mean, honestly, perfect example of this is, and I watch certain television programs because it's the field of psychology that I'm in. I'm in a behavioral field of psychology. You know, I spent a lot of years about it. So there are some television shows, Peter, that I love to watch because I love to see the behaviors and how they show up in our pop culture. Some of them I watch because of that, and I hate watching them. And I'll give you one such example, and that is The Celebrity Apprentice. Now, it's hard to imagine that people actually treat each other like that. But when Donald Trump asks these people at the end and says, hey, Robert, who would you bring back to the boardroom? You know, and they don't even know if they've won or lost. You get two different reactions. Up until recently, the women refused to tell him. But the men were very quick to say, I am going to bring this guy back and this guy back. Basically, they don't even know if they're even going to be in the boardroom. So it's so easy to see how this triangulation shows up, by a facilitator or otherwise. So isn't the real issue of, and I don't know how you do this, Peter, maybe you can help with this. Isn't the real issue one of being able to recognize that you're getting ready to step in to the quicksand of triangulation, right?
Right. Yeah, I do kind of like how the phrase throw them under the bus has increased in our culture, because it's helping the popular culture realize that's a choice that's not necessarily healthy. Listening to you, I thought of, I'm no expert in organizational development, but as a relationship guy, I'd like to think that I know more about that than most. And it's certainly a large percentage of my counseling practice. There's been many, many times where I felt like the employer should be paying at least half of the client's counseling bill, because they're just getting the workplace is getting so much attention. I think it'd be interesting to create a show of organizational developers and other business leaders critiquing Donald Trump's management style. I mean, that boardroom is flawed. To start with, it is a triangle. Notice the triangle. Daddy's on one side of the table, and the siblings that are competing for scraps are on the other. Scarcity is part of the problem. When we seek to elevate ourselves at someone else's expense, that's buying into scarcity in the first place. So that's one of the things about, like, back to the grittier relationship triangles. If you're in love with someone who's unavailable, having the strength to walk away and grieve and lick those wounds on your own with the trust that there's an abundant universe with love there for you is much better than competing for scraps. Crumbs.
And, you said something really important. I mean, and we're talking about love relationships, but it does really spill over into work relationships. We have really tough times leaving both of those. The reason for leaving may be different, but the grieving process Isn't it the same, Peter?
Very much. Very much. It's like, and that's the other thing that's compelling about a triangle is just there's something about what we're alluding to here that describes why that lack in the that occurs in the triangulation keeps us hooked in. It's like intermittent reward keeps us in that competitive situation. Whereas to face that you're on the short end of the stick, if you are, and walk away and grieve, it's very challenging, hard to do, because you're never certain that you're on the short end of the stick. But being on the short end of the stick ends up reinforcing that and creating basically, you know, anxious, sad, wounded pathways where you're used to refeeling that. And it takes a lot to kind of walk away from that and step into the void. If it was a simple work image like we've portrayed, it would almost just mean walking into the building and going to your desk and just letting that be the relationship instead of worrying about the water cooler energy. You know, it's just like shutting those ties down, getting more focused on your job, letting that be enough. If it's a more personal thing, it might mean no longer going to that restaurant, or it might mean no longer going to the gym at that hour, or it might mean not socializing with those people anymore. It might mean not texting.
Right. And it might mean letting go of some of the people in your life that are just really not a good match for you anymore. When we come back, we're going to give you a couple of rule of thumbs on how do you know when you're getting ready to step in? How can you tap into what's going on in your body? How do you know what the pivotal question is to ask yourself before you say something, before you receive some information, and before you hit that text button to send? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Peter Kane on the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future?
Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Everybody, welcome back. Peter Kandor joining me here today. You know, great conversation, Resolving Relationship Triangles Part 2. You know, most of this has been to, you know, really put examples out there to understand what triangles are. But there really is an opportunity to say no. You know, even if you have been engaged in a triangle, you know, you can get out of it. And there are certain strategies to do that. Peter and I are going to share some of that with you. Peter, thank you so much for joining us here today. Why don't you give out your website again and, you know, your blog information, and then we'll jump right into this.
Yeah, www.peterkane.org. There's links to both my blogs there, but my blog is blog.peterkane.org. And then I'm also the monogamy doctor for makegirlfriends.com. That's a networking site for women. Some of my newer blogs tend to get posted there. And then the ones on my site there's some additional ones on my site, blog.peterkane.org. But www.peterkane.org is where you can learn more about my practice. And there's a lot of articles posted there as well. And my phone, I actually try to answer it, 425-802-2050, and I encourage questions. One more thing, Pat. You know, we'll be doing more shows, at least four more that I think that we have scheduled. I'd love to hear from people who have been listening to the shows, and especially those who've read my book, what they would like us to focus on next.
That's a great idea.
You know, so please email me or phone me or text me. That's a cell phone home office. It's off a lot of the time or silent, so you could text me anytime. That's a little texting joke for Pat. But.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about this because, you know, I've been involved in triangles. Definitely one of the most difficult triangles of my life was in the workplace. You know, it really did cause me to find out who I really was. You know, being able to stand in your power, Peter, and you know this, and say no, especially if you know something that you're involved in, it just isn't the right thing to do. It probably rips away, at least it did for me, at the very core of who I was. Mm-hmm. But there really are some strategies. Let's talk about a few of them. You know, I love my stepmom because what she did was she as kids, Peter, she taught us some very, very interesting things. You know, one of them was, have you ever walked in the shoes of another person?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're getting ready to hit that send button on your text or open your mouth to engage in a conversation about someone else, don't you think the question to ask, Peter, is how would I feel if what I'm about to say was being said about me? I mean, isn't that a great place to start by getting in touch with that?
Yeah, and as you framed this question before the break, I was thinking, well, yeah, that takes it back to narcissistic issues, whether they're garden variety or severe. I think it's really helpful to approach relationships with the notion that we all have a what I might call a garden level variety of narcissism. You know, we all are a little bit myopic. We all need to pause and get better at incorporating the other person's needs into our own. And that's not a function of codependency. That is a function of differentiation. And the more strong we get on our own two feet, the more clearly we can see the other person's point of view. So then we would then end up with more strength, consciousness, and reserve to do what you're suggesting, which is in the middle of that conversation or text, to just feel and see that this is not, you know, a fair way to be treating someone else, to have actual empathy instead of just being caught up into our own story and habits. But then the next thing, what you were this question was invoking in me is, when the commercial break started, you know, Pat and I were talking, I said, well, gee, Pat, that's a big one. I don't know how I'm going to exactly tackle that. But I think how is to notice if we are discussing people, it's, you know, clue number one. It doesn't mean we're discussing them in a negative way where we're putting them down to elevate ourselves, but it's clue number one for that possibility. There's a big difference between discussing thoughts, feelings, ideas with friends and discussing people who aren't there. And many of us did learn to discuss people who aren't there. We did learn it from our families and or the culture. So, but by the way, this is complicated too. I think reality television, for example, is healthy in a way, because if we watch it with our friends and family, so let's say I think it's really fun to watch reality TV with teenagers and then discuss it, because you don't discuss Joey's motivation, you know, in a Friends episode the same way you do a reality show. You know, when you're watching a reality show with a teenager, you could be watching Tool Academy with your teenage son, you know, and you're going to end up having some conversation about what it is to be a man and what it is to be a good man.
Well, you know, let's talk about relationship triangles in the context of what you just said. I mean, in our pop culture right now, we have a mega film in our culture right now, mega book series in our culture right now. As a matter of fact, the second part of the last book is getting ready to come out this summer. It is called the Twilight series. Mm. Now, if you really want to glorify and elevate triangles, then let's talk about the girl, the vampire, and the werewolf. You know, I mean, isn't this...
I can only imagine.
I mean, come on.
Sorry, Pat, but I don't go past True Blood.
Yeah, well, oh, my God. Now, that's a whole other thing. We should do a show on True Blood.
I watched True Blood with my young adult
But, you know, to
sons,
the point where the public has gotten involved, Peter, in are you on a team, I can't even remember their names, Team Edward? Are you on Team Edward?
Right.
So now we've got a population of people even involved in this. But this is kind of an interesting...
But let's take this back to your friend approaches you, and let's say there's an Edward that works in your office, you know?
Yeah.
And so clue number one might be they said, hey, have you talked to Edward lately? You know, and then if what flows from there is de-elevating or putting down Edward, then... You know, we go back to some earlier relationship tenets. You know, well, have you discussed that with Edward? You know, I think it's best. Is there anything I can do to help you get ready to discuss that with Edward? As opposed to getting off discussing Edward just as if he was an object. And that's where that empathy is going to get reinforced. It is. This stuff is deep, and it goes back to those energetics where we're trying to prove something in our self-esteem issues, and we all need to keep working on those levels. But it is interesting how the way we've discussed this continues the simpler old focus, which is to not discuss people that aren't present. And when we do, to discuss it constructively or positively. Let's make positive gossip the norm. And when we have unresolved feelings with someone, to seek constructive ways to get ready to talk to them, and then to talk to them seeking solution-based, focusing on solution and connection instead of separating people from each other.
Oh, I agree. What a great way to end the show. Peter, thank you so much for joining me here today. Want to ask you a question, one last question. What's your personal message for everyone? What would you like to leave us with?
Life is pretty darn gigantic, in case you hadn't noticed lately. You know, you could have listened to this show, and money could have been way more relevant to you than what we were talking about. Either way, life is gigantic. Hang in there. Do it one thing at a time, constructively. Focus on acknowledging yourself, and back toward this show, focus on acknowledging other people. There are amazing friends in your life.
Thank you, Peter Kane, everyone. Thank you, Benny, for a great show. Thank you, Brian. And for all of you out there, we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
How would you feel if you knew that you could enhance the quality of your life by transforming your thoughts and your feelings? We have been programmed to believe that we have no power to change our circumstances. When we feel powerless to change what happens in our life, Every situation becomes an additional circumstance we cannot change. We keep adding to this feeling of helplessness. Start using a gratitude journal and write at least 5 things that happened in your day that you are grateful for. And remember, it can be small things at first. You can be grateful for the beauty that you see with your eyes, or it can be a smile from a stranger. Start focusing on what you are grateful for, and you will direct the energy to send you more and more of this. To get your journal infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.